From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Bernie, VK4KX, President of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. On Saturday, 8th of September, we'll be holding our annual Hamfest at the Woombye School of Arts Hall on Blackall Terrace, Woombye. Entry is $5, which includes a ticket in the door prize. There will also be raffles throughout the morning. A barbecue breakfast is available at the main entrance prior to opening, and a cafe with a variety of hot foods and drinks is inside after you've paid your entry. Doors will open at 9 a.m. So come down, catch up with some mates, have a chat, and go home with some pre-loved bargains. For table bookings and other inquiries, please contact the secretary by email on sunfest@vk4wis.org. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3s from VK4KX.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Yesterday upon the stair I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away. It's one of those frequent wishes that more people would have the time to share some of their skills with the hobby. There are many tasks that we would like to complete, but we just lack the volunteers who can do these jobs. This is a fact right from the WIA level through to the club level, and whilst these jobs remain in limbo, there are those on social media who have appointed themselves the critics, who have the finger on the pulse of amateur radio, and none of the solutions. Sadly, the need for expertise is catching up with a hobby group which is more grey-haired than millennial savvy. That is to say, many of us have a vast amount of knowledge and skills, but these are not necessarily of the latest levels. For instance, how many clubs can boast a mobile-friendly web presence? Which members have the necessary skill set to guide the building of suitable apps? Then, which people are going to offer a little of their valuable time to see it all happen? It seems that we have a tremendous level of expertise amongst the keyboard warriors who have the knowledge to fix every complaint they identify. It seems that many of the most vociferous critics of the state of our hobby are also the least likely to assist when push comes to shove. There are plenty with hup and puff, but few who actually seem to build up a sweat actually doing a job. It was great to read a post during the week from a new ham extolling our hobby as being friendly and inclusive. It seems his pleasure has come from on-air experience, rather than some of the web-based groan pages we all know of. If only we could take this person's experience and multiply it, how much better we would all be. As a somewhat jaded optimist, I will keep looking for that smiling face in the crowd and the friendly handshake of the person who wants to do a bit behind the scenes, rather than spilling a bucket of gall just to spoil the party. Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.